Joining me in the studio right now is the superintendent of the North Callaway School District, Kenya Thompson, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
I know it was probably a long night last night, but a successful night last night as propositions N and C both passing for the North Callaway School District. Just kind of recap, a summary of what this is going to mean for the school district.
Yeah, so first of all, we're incredibly grateful to our voters and our community for showing up and investing in our kids and our teachers. Proposition N will now allow us to begin the phasing of constructing a single site elementary right there by the high school. And so we will hopefully break ground come next December and look to open that building in the fall of 2026 for our first round of Thunderbirds through that elementary school. So proposition in, new school is a go, which is incredibly exciting. There's tons of cost savings that are associated with a consolidated site. It's a safer opportunity for our students. It has a full-size gym on it for additional spacing. And so there's a lot of really exciting things about proposition in that are going to happen for our district. But the other big exciting piece is really for our teachers and staff, because our community showed up in support of them. Proposition C was a 25-cent levy increase, which is an incredibly hard ask of our community. And they showed up for our teachers and for our staff. And so that 25-cent levy increase has the opportunity to generate about $350,000 in additional revenue that is going to be directly put into teacher salaries, our non-certified salaries. And we're excited to roll that out, hopefully sooner rather than later. It's contract season, and we've got great teachers in our community. We've got great staff members, and we look forward to you'll never pay them what they're actually worth, but we look forward to helping make their lives a little better and more competitive in our area.
Well, this is super exciting. Kind of going back to Prop N and building the one site elementary school. When do you kind of look at completion, or have you kind of even gotten that far yet? I know that the passage was the first thing last night, and now there's going to be a lot of other steps. But do you have an idea maybe when it will be completed, the construction on that?
Yeah, Matt, I was actually already on the phone with our architect this morning because we are ready to move forward. We are hopeful, very hopeful and optimistic that the August of 2026, we will be putting students in that building. And so it's about an 18-month turnaround, which is pretty quick, but we're really excited to move forward. So those students right now who are in kindergarten will be second graders when it comes to opening that building. So our current incoming kindergartners, they will get to be part of that new building.
That is outstanding. And as far as teachers' raises go, will that be immediate as well, or do you have to go to school board for approval? How does all that work?
Yeah, our Board of Education will have to adopt a budget and adopt an approved salary schedule. We have one waiting, so that way our board will have all the information, hopefully sooner rather than later, to adopt a more competitive salary schedule for our district. And so we look forward. There's been a lot of things going on in the background and hopeful that this would happen. And so we're just excited to celebrate our community today and to celebrate what this investment in kids and teachers means for the Thunderbirds.
No doubt about it. Little victory lap today and a lot of hard work ahead, but congratulations to you, and certainly appreciate all the time that you've taken to come here and promote that.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. We appreciate local radio, and we appreciate a really strong community here in the Mexico North Callaway area, and just look forward to continue to have great conversations about what's going on with the Thunderbirds.